Okay, let's quickly review Yuma Daf Yud Zayin. So the Gemara had raised the question in Daf Tet Vav and Beis that we have a stira between two Mishnayos. There's a Mishnah in Meseches Tamid versus a Mishnah in Meseches Midos. The Mishnah in Tamid says that the Lishches HaTlaim was in the northwestern side, whereas the Mishnah in Meseches Midos says that it was in the Maravis Teromis, the south western side. So the whole daf yesterday was all about the first answer to that question. But what else? But our daf raises another possible answer to that stira. Ravata b'rei Rav Yitzchak Amar, Hai lishcha aktsuye mekatsya, that this lishcha was actually, it was on the southwestern side, but not all the way in the southwestern corner. It was a little bit off of the corner, more toward the middle between north and south. It was along the western side, but more in the middle between the north and the south. And that's why someone who's coming from the south would think it's in the north, because it wasn't directly in the south. And someone coming from the north would say it's in the south, because it wasn't all the way directly in the north. So the Gemara says, and it's most mistaver, though, that it was in the Maravis Dromis, that it was really in the southwestern side, because otherwise the stira between where the Lishchas Lechem Hapanim was would be difficult to answer. The way we always answer the stira into how we listed the Lishchas Lechem Hapanim in those two Mishnayos, whereas one Mishnah gives, the Mishnah Maseches Tamid, was very clear about where the Lishchas Lechem Hapanim was. It tells us the Mishnah Maseches Midos tells us exactly where the Lishchas Lechem Hapanim was. And it says that the Lishchas Lechem Hapanim is where was it? It says that the Dromus Mizrachis was in the southeast. But the way it seems to be cheshbening with in the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, it lists the Lishchas Lechem Hapanim last amongst the four Lishchas, which makes it sound like it wasn't right next door in the southeast. So the way we answer that stira is it depends if you're going from right to left or from left to right. Are you going clockwise or counterclockwise? But it was right next door, according to either Mishnah. That only makes sense if you say that, in fact, the Lishchas HaTzlaim was in the southwest and not in the northwestern side. Then the Gemara Namabe says, well, wait a second. How could we arrange the different rooms in one of these Mishnayos going to the left if the halacha is called Pino Shata Panolo Yuel Darachimin, that the Kohen always has to be going to the right, so we should always turn right? So the Gemara says, no, turning right is a din in the avoda. That's how we do the avoda. But turning right is not a din in how we express something in a Mishnah. Then the Gemara explains what it means when we say the Kohen Gadol's Makriv Chelik Barosh and Notel Chelik Barosh. Makriv Chelik Barosh could say, he could say, I want to be Makriv this Korban Ola, I want to be Makriv this Korban Mincha. Notel Chelik Barosh means he could say, this Korban Chatos I want to eat, this Korban Hashem I want to eat. It also means, and this leads to a stira, the Gemara says, how many loaves of bread is the Kohen Gadol entitled to? So the first statement is, Achas Mishtei Chalos. Half, one of the shtei alechem, one out of the two shtei alechem he's allowed to have. Then the Gemara says that arba uchamesh mimais lechem apanim, four or five of the lechem apanim, which sounds like it's not half. That sounds like less than half, because we know there are 12 lechem apanim. And then it says, but Rebbe holds that it's always five of the lechem apanim. So that sounds like half, because you have to take two off the top. We'll discuss later in tomorrow's daf. But we only divide 10 of the lechem apanim, so five would be half. So we have the first line of the Mishnah says that it's half, because the first line of the Brisa rather says it's half, because it's half of the shtei alechem, one out of two. The second line of the Brisa says that it could be even only four of the lechem apanim, sounds like it's less than half. Third line of the Brisa says that it's half, because Rebbe holds it's five. So Abaye answers that the Reisha is really going like the Rabbanan, that he doesn't get half of anything. And the only reason we say he gets one out of the two lechem apanim was because it's lava rechara, the mitzvah, the Kohen Gadol, a prusa. It's not nice to give a Kohen Gadol only a piece of a loaf of bread. So when it comes to the lechem apanim, we're able to give him less than half, and he still gets full loaves. But by the shtei alechem, there's no other choice. If we were to give him less than half, it would be less than a full loaf, and that's not derech eretz. So that's why by the shtei alechem, we give him half, even though by right, the rule is that the Kohen Gadol should really get less than half.